Sherlock, another Franklin Matters radio show, number 682 in the series. This recording shares the audio of the candlelight vigil held in memory of Shirley Owens. The vigil was held on the Franklin Town Common and attended by a couple of thousand neighbors, friends, and members on Sunday, December 19, 2021. The event master of ceremonies was our state representative, Jeffrey Roy. Links to the GoFundMe for the Owens family is included in the show notes. At the time of the vigil, over $225,000 had been raised. The recording runs about 33 minutes. So let's listen to this recording of the candlelight vigil held December 19, 2021.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for coming tonight. This tragic event reminds us just how precious life really is. And seeing you all here tonight just warms all of our hearts. Shirley was the most wonderful daughter, mother, sister, niece, aunt, and friend to everyone that had the very much blessing to know her. She was the light in every room. She was a hot ticket. She got things done. And boy, did she advocate and do everything for her amazing children. My name is Bethany Manning, and I'm joined by Malkeet Hayoun. We are incredibly, incredibly overwhelmed with the love and support from our wonderful communities. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, everyone. Shirley would see this, she would laugh. She would like, you kidding me? What are you guys, crazy? For the past few days, we're waiting for Shirley to come and say it's a joke. On behalf of the family, we want to thank every one of you here, the people who are at home and donated, the businesses, the love, the outpouring love, or how Mary said it? The outpouring.
A lot. Very much love and support.
Is beyond anything anyone can imagine. All the way to the national level. So we want to thank each and every one of you. We can do it personally. We're sorry if we don't get back to you quick enough on text and calls and messages. Shirley would have been so proud of this town. She loved Franklin. She loved every one of people here. She was a community member. She was in all the sports, and you will hear about it. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you, Senator Roy. Representative, I keep promoting it.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Senator Rausch about that.
That's fine. We like the
same. Well, good evening, everyone. I just want to say thank you all for being here tonight. There are moments when it seems that words are not enough, but being together as we are tonight provides some measure of comfort. In times of tragedy like this, we often wonder what we can do to help. We offer prayers, we offer condolences, and we offer assistance. This is what community does. And the turnout here tonight in this very cold weather speaks to the spirit of our community. Now, domestic violence is an issue that touches all communities, although many times we are not aware of it, that is going on until a tragedy occurs. Tonight, we mourn the loss of a beloved member of our own community, Shirley Owen. And tonight, we also express to Shirley's two children and to Shirley's mother, who I know are here with us tonight, that we, your community, are here for you, and we wrap our arms around you in love and solidarity. I want to express appreciation to the police officers, firefighters, and paramedics who responded to this very difficult call. Each day they go to work not knowing what they will encounter, and despite that, maintain that valor necessary to protect our community. In spite of our shock and our despair, we must gather strength and strive to honor Shirley and demonstrate our commitment to her family. Already, this community has come together to offer support that Malkeith mentioned on a GoFundMe page that raised already close to $250,000 the last time we checked. And many have come bearing gifts tonight as well and through the last several days. In addition, I want to share with you that Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito both separately contacted me this afternoon to express their support for our community. Governor Baker pledged to work with us to address the dangers that women face every day, and we set a meeting for the week after Christmas to talk about exactly what we're going to do. Domestic violence creates an effect that ripples through families for generations. And it ripples through communities, it ripples through states, and all of that lasts for generations. And we must find better ways to break this cycle and ensure that families have the tools they need to overcome and break free from these dangerous situations. Now this evening, various members of the Franklin Interfaith Council will offer their words to us. We'll also hear from some of our educators who have worked with Shirley's two children. And at the opening and conclusion of this vigil, Julia Gilmet will lead us in song. Before we get to that, I want to make note that we have Senator Becca Rausch, who I'm proud to represent this community with us, has joined us tonight. Tom Mercer, the chair of the town council, is here with many. I believe all of the town councilors are here with us this evening, and I know that many of our school committee members are here with us this evening. We also have some of the interfaith members who will not be speaking, but I want you to know that they're here. Reverend Dr. Marlena Schmidt from the Franklin Federated Church, Reverend Eric Cherry from the Unitarian Universalist Church. It's so cold, my lips aren't moving as well. And Marcia Szymanski is here from New Hope, which offers resources. And this is one number I'm going to give you right now. And they have a hotline if anyone needs help. It's 1-800-323-4673. And with that, I'm going to ask before we begin the speaking component and the hymns that we all take a moment of silence. I ask you, please, take that moment to reflect on why we're here tonight and what has happened in this community. Thank you very much. And now, as we listen to the opening hymn, I invite you all to light your candle. I know some of you have, but this is a good opportunity to get all the candles lit up as a symbol of that light which will help us overcome the darkness. So please light your candles. And at this time, I would invite Julia Gilmet to offer an opening hymn, The Prayer of St. Francis. Julia.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life.
Thank you so much, Julia. It was beautiful, and at this time I'm going to ask Father Brian Manning, the pastor of the St. Mary's Church, to lead us in an opening prayer. Father Manning?
May the God of hope give to all of us the fullness of peace, and may the Lord of our life be with you all. All praise to you, Lord of all creation. Praise to you, holy and living God. We praise and bless you for your mercy. We praise and bless you for your kindness. We praise and bless you, our refuge and strength. We bless you, our God and Redeemer. We lift up our hearts and voices to you, O God, as we mourn the loss of Shirley, your beloved daughter. We ask that you grant her light and peace in your eternal kingdom. Give to her children, her mother Mary, her family, your healing grace and balm as they mourn the loss of so wonderful a gift of yours in their lives. And grant that these grace gifts also to all of us, friends, neighbors, co-workers. We know that you care for all who mourn the loss of your daughter. We ask also that you care and help those whose lives that are in peril in their homes, so that they might find safety and peace. Lead us to assist them to find the safety that is theirs in life. Grant them courage and wisdom in their time of difficulty and fear. We know that you always surround those who dwell with you in eternal light and peace. Grant Shirley a place that radiates her love to her children and family and to all of us in the days ahead. Bless us as we mourn our loss. We do indeed remember your mighty deeds of your covenant, and now ask that you help us in our loss. Amen.
Thank you so much, Father Manning. And at this time, I call upon Rabbi Thomas Albert from the Temple Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life.
Thank you, Representative Roy. Scripture tells us that the hidden things belong to God, while the things that are revealed belong to us, to human beings. As we gather here today in such enormous numbers to mourn and to cry out, we proclaim that some things are revealed, some things are known. We know that we as a society have failed those who have fallen prey to domestic violence. We have not heard them as we should. We have not protected them as we must. We have allowed them to feel unsafe. We have allowed them to be unsafe. If we leave here and continue in the ways that have brought us to this place, we will not have taken responsibility for the revealed things. We do not have the right to ignore that responsibility. The revealed things belong to us, and we have no choice but to deal with them. The things that are hidden belong to God. We will never understand them. I can't understand why a good person is not with us today, I can't understand the pain that her family is going through. I can't understand why this family or any family should ever have to endure such pain. So for these hidden things, all I can do is to share two words of comfort from my tradition. The first is for Shirley. It is adapted from the traditional Jewish prayer for the dead. May Shirley's memory be for a blessing, and may we never let the light of her love grow dim in our hearts. May we remember all her worthy and righteous deeds, that her memory be forever bound up in the bond of life. The second is for her family, from the Book of Psalms. God is a shelter and strength for us, a help in straits readily found. Therefore we fear not when the earth breaks apart, when mountains collapse in the heart of the sea. The earth has broken apart. Mountains have collapsed in the heart of the sea. May Shirley's family find shelter and strength, and may each of us do our part to help them to find it. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Alpert. And at this time, I call upon the Reverend Kathleen McAdams from St. John's Episcopal Church to offer some words.
Thank you, Representative Roy. Let us pray. Loving God, your Son Jesus suffered abuse and death at the hands of humans. Because of him, you know what it is to feel pain and betrayal, fear and great anguish. Because of him, you know what it is to mourn a loved one, as he did for Lazarus. Because Jesus walked this earth with us and lived in our skin, you, God, are able to be with us in our terror, our anger, and our sorrow. We are confident that you have embraced Shirley and welcomed her into your kingdom. We continue in the hope that those who love her will be reunited with her in heaven. And in the meantime, we trust that you are walking beside Mary, Juliana, and Jonathan, and all who love them, giving them your compassion, strength, and courage. And because Jesus calls us to do so, we also pray that you will be with Brendan to bring him conversion of heart. Help us to lean on you and on each other as we struggle to heal from this tragedy. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. At this time, I call upon Coach Carmine Colacci, the coach of the Franklin High School wrestling team, who is a coach for Jonathan, to offer a few words. Coach.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Coach C. I have Coach Healy with me, and along with Coach Kelly. We've coached Jonathan for several years and got to know the Owen family quite well, especially Shirley. This is a great community, unbelievable. Administration, school, and town, always so supportive, and it shows it here tonight. Shirley was an incredible mom, always making sure that Jonathan had whatever he needed, as much of a pain as he was. And he's still a pain. Always there for him. Shirley never complained about anything, even some of the trips we took to parts unknown, hanging out with a bunch of stinky wrestlers all summer long, and during the season and stuff. She was always there for everything we did. I've always said that there's good people, nothing but good people in the sport of wrestling. You kind of have to understand it and be a part of it to figure that out. There are good people everywhere. Just this morning I got a really nice message from St. John's Prep out of Danvers, a team that we were supposed to compete against yesterday morning. And we've had some bitter battles throughout the years, faced them a few times in the state finals. All good stuff, and the kind message they sent really was heartwarming. And that's the type of people we have in this sport. Shirley was that good person. She was that tough wrestling mom with a big smile. Thank you.
Coach, thank you so much for your kind words. And at this time, I call up Scott Tuxbury from Franklin Metro Basketball, who has coached Juliana in basketball. Scott.
You know, my very first day of living in Franklin, I was with my wife, and we were driving down Lincoln Street. And on the side of the road, there were a group of Boy Scouts picking up trash. And I said to my wife, well, that's a good sign. And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, a community that has volunteers that are willing to give up their time for the greater good of all of us is probably a good place to raise a family. And I have a really good feeling about this. And as I look out over all of you here tonight, I'm reminded of the fact that this is a wonderful community. And that Jonathan and Juliana, please know that we all care for you deeply. We share with you our strength, and we honor your mother's legacy as your biggest fan, one of our town's biggest fans. Shirley, may you rest in peace. Please know that we love your kids and your family, and we'll do our best to guide them and be with them and know that they do not have to do this alone. Rest in peace, Shirley. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott. And at this time, I call upon Robin Haru, teacher at the Benjamin Franklin Classical Charter Public School, who's had the occasion to teach the children and to offer a few words. Robin?
Thank you very much. I am here on behalf of so many people that absolutely love this family. I spoke with a lot of my colleagues today, and just on behalf of BFCCPS, we all shared pretty much the exact same sentiments about Shirley and about the kids as well, and even Nana. It's been said obviously many times, but Shirley's strength and her strong presence and the way she advocated for her children was short of like a miracle. A lot of us said we had never seen anything like that before. It was obvious she was such a part of their lives. She was volunteering in the classrooms when they were younger. She came always in for mystery readers, and to see them get their amazing leaps of virtue, which they so well deserved. And she was the mama bear who just protected them, and no matter what, was there for them. And she was there for them by being so close with the teachers that taught them, and being such a part of their lives, obviously at school as well as at home. We always all thought that Shirley was amazingly strong, and she was funny, and we see that in the kids too. We see that in both of them, and she had a spark about her. I was able to teach both of the Owens, and both Juliana and Jonathan, and Juliana stayed at our school a little bit longer, so some of us got to know her a little bit better. And once she came into my classroom in first grade, I just knew that I was never going to let her go. I had to let her move on to second grade, but I wasn't going to let her go. And I think a lot of us really, really felt that way. That's something that will stay in our hearts forever and ever. When Juliana came at the end of last year to tell me she was going to be going to a new school for eighth grade, we shared a lot of tears. a lot of tears, but I wished her luck, and I'm so grateful that we've been able to stay in touch, and I just want you both to know that your mom's strength is with you, and you are so strong, and you're always going to carry that strength. You're always going to carry that strength, and on behalf of all the teachers and staff members at BFCPS, we love you so much. We are here for you in any way that we possibly can, and our lives are richer, much richer, because of you guys and because of your mom.
Thank you so much. And speaking of that new school, we have Matthew Connolly, the teacher at Remington Middle School, here to offer a few thoughts. Matthew.
Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight in this tough time. So I teach over at Remington Middle School, and I had Jonathan 4 years back, and that's when I got to meet Shirley for the first time. Jonathan was he was a boy that I would call him energetic, and he was all over the room all the time, and it was tough to keep an eye on him, but loved having him because he reminded myself of myself when I was a sixth grader, and because of his energy, I basically had to reach out to Shirley pretty early on, probably like September 15th. And I gave her an email, and she responded pretty quickly, and our relationship started there. And what was great about Shirley is whenever I would reach out to her, sometimes I would say to Jonathan, you know, we got to get it together here, bud, or I got to send Mama an email. And he'd be like, And I would send the email at 10:30. By 10:34, I'm getting an email back from Shirley. And she says, Mr. Connolly, just tell me what you need me to do. I'm on it tonight, and you won't see those behaviors tomorrow. But what was great about it was, over the year, I probably spoke to her through email 30, 35 times. Probably saw her one-on-one, sometimes with Jonathan. And we would talk about how we can make Jonathan have the most successful year he could possibly have. I loved having him in the class. I might have showed anger at him at times, but I never meant it. Inside, I was really laughing because he is such a great, funny, energetic kid. And it was great because I would call him J.O. I would see him in seventh grade. I would see him in eighth grade. I'd always check on him, make sure he wasn't fooling around in the bathroom doing anything inappropriate. But because she would always reach out so quickly, I knew that she was such an advocate for Jonathan. And she cared so much for him all the time. And Jonathan, I'm not sure where you are out here right now. I'm sensing over in that crew over there. You need to know that your mama did that because she loved you so, so very much. And Juliana, I just met you this year. Obviously, charter school had you for that chunk of time, and just got to meet you down at that Providence hockey rink this year, and your energy was great. And I talked to a couple of teachers today, and Mrs. Raffin said she has you in advisory. She said, Juliana, her ethics are so strong, her morals are so strong, and she will speak her mind even if she's the only one with a certain thought. And you got that from your mama. You got that from mom. So that's what Shirley is able to pass on to both of you. And you need to know as well that she loves you very, very much. Thank you all. Rest in peace, Shirley.
Matthew, thank you so much. Before I call up Father Manning to offer a closing prayer, and that will be followed by a hymn, I wanted to let you know that we have an anonymous donor who has brought a collection of purple candle lights for you to display in your holiday windows, and we hope you will come up. We'll put them out in front of the gazebo and hope you will come out and light up the community with these purple candles in recognition of our efforts to help stop domestic violence. And with that, I now call upon Father Manning for a closing prayer.
Blessed are those who have died in the Lord. Let them rest from their labors as their good deeds go with them. Let us pray. Lord God, you are attentive to our voices which we lift up to you this evening. Let us find in these moments and days ahead comfort in our sadness. May your grace give us that strength. May your light lead our steps each day. We know that Shirley now dwells in a place of happiness, light, and peace. Comfort her children, her mother, her family, and all of us in our loss. We ask this in hope and peace. Eternal rest grant to Shirley, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May she rest in peace. Amen. May her soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing. May the love and peace of our God bless and console you, and gently wipe every tear from your eyes. We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. Let us all go in the light and peace of our God.
Thank you, Father Manning. And with that, I'm going to call back Julia Gilmet to sing a closing hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Now, folks, I know everybody here knows the words, and even if you don't know the words, hum along with it. Make the sound as loud as possible so that they can hear us across the world with the power of music in this closing hymn. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for being a part of this great community. And thank you for your solidarity this evening. Let's hear you all share it in song. Julia?
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, we are family. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it be.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening. Thank you for being here with us. And we hope to see you again.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008. and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.